From the Black Hills of South Dakota to the black mugs of the Field Museum gift shop, the world's most complete T-Rex skeleton leaves a lasting impression.
Millions of people come to Chicago every year in order to see Sue.
Field Museum project manager Hillary Hansen says Sue's popularity transcends her Chicago home.
Cheese.
Sue is known the world over also because we have two casts of Sue that travel around the world. So we take Sue to other museums as well as people coming here to take a look at Sue.
People that haven't seen her have a relationship to Sue through social media. She's a great ambassador for not only Field Museum but for natural history museums in general.
Jaap Hoogstraten is director of exhibitions at the Field Museum. He says Sue's stature wasn't fully realized under the 21-meter high ceiling in Stanley Field Hall.
A lot of visitors come to the field to see Sue and feel that she's maybe a little smaller than expected. The buildup is too big because this is such a huge space.
We know from a lot of visitor studies that people want to see Sue and Sue's natural environment, and you can't really do that in an environment like Stanley Field Hall.
So for the first time since she was unveiled, Sue is moving to the museum's Evolving Planet exhibit.
We're able to really take the time and the space to flesh out the full story of where Sue lived, how she lived, and what her daily life may have been like.
And what she actually looked like.
We've learned a lot about the science, the biomechanics of T-Rexes from studying Sue. Her gait, her bite force, and all kinds of things. We'll be adding new research to the display in changing her pose slightly.
But first comes the hard part, taking Sue apart, bone by bone.
The way that she is mounted on this metal armature allows us to remove every bone individually. And that'll be really interesting because we haven't deinstalled significant portions of her since she was installed in the year 2000.
Sue will reach her new home in her new pose in mid-2019, along with some new and some other familiar pieces.
We keep the skull separate from the rest of the body because it's the main thing that people want to research. So even when she's reinstalled, we'll keep the skull in a separate case for easy access.
The space Sue vacates is already spoken for. A cast of the world's largest dinosaur, the Titanosaur, found in Argentina, will soon cast its gaze over the space.
It's a sauropod. It's 120 feet long. Sue is 40 feet, so three times as long.
But not three times as popular as Sue.
She's really important, and she's our most valuable specimen here at the Field Museum.
Kane Faribault, VOA News, Chicago, Illinois.